Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we want everyone to go to heaven. So we're agreeing together for the eternal salvation of every boy and girl, man and woman, in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. We're praying also for their past, present, and future spouses, all the children they have now and in the future and their family members, all grandchildren they have now and the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now and the future and their family members. By faith, we're sending the Holy Spirit to convict each person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus, we ask you to reveal yourself, make yourself known to each person, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman. And yes, Father, they would humble themselves before you. They would repent of their sins. They would receive you, Lord Jesus, as their Savior and Lord, being gloriously born again from above. And Father, then you'll get every person to a good Bible-believing teaching church. They would then be baptized in water, receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Every Christian would become a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're decreeing that every demon-possessed and demon and captive person is being set free, and all the sick are being healed from every sickness and every disease. And yes, Lord Jesus, your people are receiving and walking in financial abundance, prosperity, debt cancellation of their debts, the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And Father, we agree together, and we believe we receive, and therefore we say thank you in Jesus' name. But also, Father, we love the Jewish people so much. We pray for their salvation. We pray, Father God, that the scales and blinders on their hearts and minds would be removed by the power of the Holy Spirit. They would see that Jesus Christ is their Messiah, Savior, and Lord, and they'd be born again from above. We pray according to your word for the peace of Jerusalem. We agree with you, Father, they have an everlasting covenant to all the land of Canaan, which means they get all the land they have now and 36 times that land. We ask you, Father God, to protect them from all their enemies and anyone who would come against the Jewish people. You would stop them, and if necessarily, Father, you would destroy them. And Father, we declare that the United States is going to be a friend of Israel forever, and we're going to support them and help defend them also. And we thank you for it now, in Jesus' name. Okay, now we just want to take a few minutes because of the things that we've been warned about from the prophets, as well as even warnings that have come from our government. We're going to pray against those things right now. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Father, this digital currency is from the pit of hell. It's part of the one world government trying to bring forth the mark of the beast and literally to steal all our money. Father, we come against this plan of Joe Biden and the Fed and the WEF and the devil. We pray and agree their plans are being sent into confusion and derision. They're fighting among themselves. They will absolutely find no agreement whatsoever. And we decree, Father, there will be no digital currency until after the rapture of the church. And dollar bills and cash will be strong until that time when we will be able to use them and spend them. And we thank you for it. Father, we pray and agree together there'll be no more viruses created. We understand they're already trying to do that again in China. We pray that every bio lab you would burn to the ground and destroy. And anyone who's trying to create viruses, Father, to bring death and destruction, you would stop these evil, wicked people and then not allow their plans to prosper. And Father, we pray that you would secure our borders, Father God. This treasonous administration, Father, has allowed terrorists, foreign soldiers, and wicked people to come into our country, literally to invade it and destroy it. We come against this right now in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, that you would expose, bring to light every terrorist, every foreign soldier, every prisoner, every pedophile, every sex trafficker, every drug cartel person, everyone who has come into this country to do evil. You would expose expose them, and whether it be through law enforcement or your angelic hosts, you would drive them out of this country and stop their evil, and you not, would not allow them to do their terrorist activities. And we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Also, Father, we agree you're protecting our country from all EMPs, from all hacks, from different governments. Father God, right now we come against this. We pray that you protect our water tables, which includes our wells and our city water. You would allow no one to contaminate these sources, and we would have abundance of water and rain all throughout America. And Father, please protect our food supplies, Father God. Don't let them burn down any more food production plants. May the farms grow food for the glory of God, and there'll be enough food to feed everyone in America, and then even send food otherwhere. And Father, the foreign countries that have bought farmland, take it away from them and give it back to Americans, Father God. We cry out to you, Father. We need your help. And Father God, you know the terrible, wicked, evil things they have done against your servant Donald Trump and his family. So Father, we're praying for him right now. We're praying for all conservatives, and we're praying for every Christian in America. We are pleading the covering and protection of the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us, protecting us, our pets, our homes, our finances, our vehicles, our businesses, everything you've blessed us with and put in our stewardship, and even the financial blessings we're believing you for that you reveal through dreams. We apply the blood of Jesus, and we declare Satan will not transgress over that bloodline. We declare we have victory, and we're protected, Father, from Satan and his wicked kingdom and evil, wicked people, Father, and you know who they are, and we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. And also, Father, we declare there will be no more mRNA material put into our food, water, plants, and animals. You would stop this great evil, Father God. And for all these things, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God is good, but when God shows you things that could happen, you have to pray against them. Because if they happen and you didn't pray, you will feel terrible. And even though we know God protects his saints, you know, not everyone's saved. And if we love other people, we love the lost, not only will we try to win them to Jesus, but we'll pray for their protection too. Because the things that are about to happen, well, it's just going to be bad. The Lord has said so, so God's always right. But does God ever change his mind? Let's see. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sickened to death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. So God, through his prophet, is saying, Hezekiah, you're out of here. You're about ready to die. Get your house in order. Okay. What's his response? Verse 2. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept very much. So Hezekiah is crying out to God, asking God to remember that he was a good king. He'd put down a lot of that idolatrous stuff, been obedient to God, and he was crying out to God. He wanted to live longer, didn't he? Okay. And it came to pass, verse 4, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Return and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. Isn't that awesome? God says, and you're going to die. And Hezekiah cries out, Lord, I've been faithful to you. I did what you told me to do. And it moved God. Did God change his mind? Verse 6. And I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Notice that's kind of a natural cure, isn't it? All it took was a lump of figs being applied to this boil, and he was healed. Boy, God's pretty smart, doesn't he? He knows how to meet your need in whatever way he would please to meet that need. Isn't that exciting? Always go to God first. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, this sign shall thou have of the Lord, that the Lord shall do the things that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees, nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. You know that affected the whole world? Wow. God can really give a sign, can't he? But here's the point. God spoke, you're going to die. Hezekiah cried out to God. Now, it's an unusual thing, but praise God, and you might keep this in mind. He reminded God of his faithfulness to him. And that moved God to heal him and give him an additional 15 years. Does God ever change his mind? Let's go to Genesis chapter 18 right now. Let's look at Abraham. We'll start verse 16. And the men rose up from there and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. Oh, let that be true of us and our families. Amen? Okay. And to do righteousness and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, you know, kind of like the United States of America right now, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is coming to me. And if not, I will know. So God does investigate things. Do you understand that? Yeah, he knows everything, but he checks things out before he brings his judgments. Okay. And the men turned their faces from there and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Abraham's talking to God. Are you going to destroy the righteous with the wicked? Of course, you know the answer is already no. And that's why the church is going to be raptured out here soon. And we're not going to go through the tribulation. In fact, even just in the first seal judgments, over 2 billion people die on planet Earth, a fourth of planet Earth. You understand that? No. God, that's why we're out of here, church, soon. You better get born again. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready? Okay. Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are in it? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be that far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. Wow, that's awesome, isn't it? And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken unto me to speak unto the Lord, who am but dust and ashes. Suppose that there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou also destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spoke unto him yet again and said, suppose there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, Oh, let me not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose there be 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold, now I have taken unto me to speak unto the Lord. Suppose there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Suppose 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. Can we agree, Abraham, who is the friend of God? And, you know, Jesus says, you're my friends if you do whatever I tell you to do. That's John 15. Are you a friend of Jesus? Are you a friend of God? Well, he was bargaining with God, Lord, if we can find, and he bargained God down to 10 people. Will you not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah if we got 10 righteous people? God says, okay. You can talk to God about anything. Did you know that? You can reason with God. Did you know that? Okay, here's the sad note. And the Lord went his way, and as soon as he had ceased talking with Abraham, and Abraham returned into his place, well, God sent his angels in. There was not 10 righteous. Just Abraham, his two daughters, his wife. He lost his testimony with his sons-in-laws, and they wouldn't listen. But you know, God got Lot and those in his family who would out. And then, yes, he rained fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah. God hates sexual perversion. And how much more now with this transgenderism? I mean, that is the greatest abomination of abominations of abominations. Telling God he made a mistake in making a little boy a little boy and a little girl and a little girl. Oh, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah is nothing compared to what's going to happen to this country for its great wicked deeds. But what's the good news? God is going to take the church out in the rapture. Then he will bring judgment. Well, just read the book of Revelation, the seven seal judgments, the seven trumpet judgments, oh, the seven bowl of wrath judgments. You want to talk about earthquakes. You want to talk about asteroids. You want to talk about demons being released from the pit to attack people. Woo! Read the book of Revelation. Get saved now. You don't want to be here. America is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. You see, the devil doesn't just take a little sexual perversion. He keeps on taking it further and further and further. And this administration has endorsed perversion and rebellion against God. And God does have an answer. But the good news, as long as there's 10 righteous, I don't know how many God requires now, that does and can delay the judgment. So praise be to God. Let's get more people saved, more righteous in America. But you know, God said his answer from the New Testament is he's going to take us out of here. When too much is too much, God says, no, I'm taking my saints out of here. And now I'm going to allow. He says, I'm going to allow the devil. I'm going to allow that one world government that, you know, the WEF and Joe Biden and them are trying to establish here in America. He says, I'm going to let it come forth, but I'm going to judge it. And I'm going to tear it apart, limb by limb. So you don't want to be here. You need to get saved. But the thing is, you can talk to God. God is reasonable. When he says something bad's going to happen, we can cry out for mercy and grace. And sometimes, it seems, God does change his mind. Let's look at it from a New Testament perspective, okay? We've been looking at Old Testament. How about New Testament? Matthew 15, let's talk about that miracle with the Syrophoenician woman. Let's see if God changes his mind and Matthew 15:21. Then Jesus went from there and departed into the border of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same borders and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a demon. You know, they knew back then, and if you're born again, spiritual, you know, there are people chuck full of demons. And this woman knew, hey, my daughter is vexed with a demon. And who's the one that can take care of it? Jesus. Who's the one that can still take care of it? Jesus. Who's our Savior and Lord, deliverer and healer? Jesus. Good news. Okay. But he answered her not a word. You might say he blew her off. And blowing it off means, of course, no. Is that right? And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. The disciples even rejected her. Nah, we don't want to mess with this. But he answered and said, Jesus responds, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Absolutely the truth. Jesus came to the Jew first, that they would embrace him and the kingdom would come through the Jewish people. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not right to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. So this is the third instance of Jesus saying, basically, no, I'm not going to do it. If you were in covenant, she wasn't. She was a Gentile. She was a dog. She was outside the covenant. No. If you were in covenant, healing and deliverance is the children's bread. Child of God, saint, born again one that I'm talking to, deliverance and healing is your bread, because by Jesus' stripes, if I have time to look at it, 1 Peter 2:24, you were healed. Isaiah, we are healed. Matthew 8:16-17, might get to that. Jesus did miracles, set captives free, because he is our deliverer and healer. But she was outside the covenant. So basically, in three times, he either blew her off or gave her a reason. No, I'm not going to do this. Okay. And she said, Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She was not going to give up, was she? She loved that daughter. She knew Jesus could do it. She says, Lord, it's true. I don't deserve this, but the dogs eat the crumbs. So what does Jesus do? Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is thy faith. Only twice in the New Testament does Jesus tell a person, great is your faith. Very impressive. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made well from that very hour. Sounds like Jesus changed her mind because she pursued him and wouldn't give up. Be encouraged, saint. And notice all these things were either ignored or said no, but the person pressed into God, cried out to God, and God did the very thing that it didn't seem like he was going to do. It seemingly he changed his mind. Maybe one more from the Old Testament. Remember Moses? Let's go to Exodus just a minute. Exodus chapter 32. I want you to think about, you know, even if God gives you a bad report, you can press in. We see God, in a sense, changing his mind. Willing when a person cries out to him in earnestness. And sometimes they were healed on the basis that they said, Lord, I've been faithful to you. You know, I heard a man give a testimony that he was an older man and he had this sickness and it was not getting better. And he got desperate. You know what he said to God? He said, Lord, I'm a tither. You know what the Lord did? He healed that man. He healed that man, completely recovered. He kind of did like Hezekiah. Lord, I've been faithful to you. I'm a tither. You know, that reminds me. That reminded me of the promise. And in Malachi about those who tithe. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he will not destroy the fruit of your vine. Neither will your vine cast its fig before its time in the field. Oh. So God does respond to people who cry out who have been faithful to heal and deliver. Remember that too. Okay. Pretty exciting, isn't it? Let's go to Exodus chapter 32 real quick, verse 7. And the Lord said unto Moses, go get thee down, for thy people whom thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. Remember, Moses went on the mountain and got the Ten Commandments for God. But while he was away, the people convinced Aaron to make a molten calf and worship it. I mean, how stupid can we as people be? And God was mad. Okay. They have turned aside quickly out of the way, which I have commanded them. They have made a melted calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, these are thy gods. That's an abomination. You know that, don't you? O Israel, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord has said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Notice what God says. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn against them, that I may consume them, and I will make of thee, Moses, a great nation. Moses, I'm tired of them. I'm getting rid of all of them, and I'll make a great nation through you. Notice Moses' love for the people. Okay. And Moses besought the Lord and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath burn against thy people, whom thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power, with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath, and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou didst swear by thine own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. Did God listen to Moses? And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. God changed his mind based on the intercession of Moses for the people standing on the promises of God. And God honors his word. So Moses cried out for the people. God was ready to take them all out, and he interceded. Well, need some intercessors for America, don't we, right now? Maybe that's why we're still here. Most Christians who know the Lord and know the Bible realize, I can't believe we're still here. Why would God continue to tolerate the greatest abominations in history that have taken place the last 3.5 years? Well, there's been probably some Christians praying and interceding. I've been praying. Have you been praying too? But still, at some point, God says enough is enough. And from the New Testament, God says, just before I pour out and let the one world government and the Antichrist step in, I'm taking my church out of here. Person who's listening, be a saint. Be a child of God. Get saved. Get right with God. You say, well, how do I get right with God? Well, you come to Jesus, you repent of your sins, and you give your life to him. If you don't know how to do it, pray with me right now. I'll help you. Dear God, I see it. I know that I'm a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you died for my sins and rose again, and I confess I'm a sinner. I'm coming to you, Lord Jesus, right now. I repent of all my sins. Cleanse me by your precious blood. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and life. I ask you to be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give myself to you completely, both now and forever. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. Amen. If you prayed that from the heart and did business with Jesus, welcome to the family of God. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.